Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. Today's video is the first part of a five-part series on the five signs that you may be depressed. The first sign that we're going to speak about today. And the second sign will be in the next video. But the first sign we're going to speak about today is isolating yourself. Now, if you are not being chased by a demon or a supernatural being, and you're not a monk, okay, or a nun, there's no need to isolate yourself. All right? There's no need. Or if you ain't got COVID, don't isolate yourself. All right? Don't isolate yourself. Now, let's imagine you have none of these things. You're not a monk, you're not a nun, you don't have COVID, and you're not being haunted by a demon or supernatural entity. You're a normal human being living your life, but you're feeling quite down these days. It happens. These days, these weeks, these months. If it's these years, you really need professional help. I'm just saying. Now, isolating yourself, if you're doing it for maybe meditative purposes, just to get yourself back together, you know, just to connect, reconnect with yourself, that's fine. However, if you are isolating yourself and it's not what you want to do, you don't want to be alone. You don't want to isolate yourself, but you find yourself just being alone and isolating yourself anyway. If you feel like you don't deserve the company of others, you don't deserve to have fun with other people, you feel like you should just be alone as if that is what you deserve, as if you don't deserve to be happy or around people who care about you and who love you, then you, my friend, are depressed and feeling depressed. Because as human beings, as social beings, it is very, very normal to want to be around others. Again, if you are doing it because you want to reconnect with yourself, because you know it's the best thing for you, you want to get in tune with who you are, your mind, your body, your spirit, you're meditating, that's fine. However, if it's not by choice, but it is because you are feeling so low inside of yourself, that is when it is a problem. If it's by choice, it's okay. If it's not by choice, and it is accompanied with feelings of just sadness and low and just feeling down in yourself, that's when we can say, yes, it's a problem. I would advise you to seek professional help. However, if for the time being you can't get that professional help, listen to what I'm going to tell you on how you could help yourself with isolating yourself. The first thing is, what do you like to do? Forget how you're feeling for just a minute. What do you like to do? Who do you like to be around? Whenever you felt down in the past, who have you thought of, or what have you thought about that has brought you peace? Who have you thought of being around, talking with, that has made you calm and happy again? What have you thought of doing? Exercise maybe? Singing? Drawing? Dancing? And I'll let you in on something. Depression is the awful feelings that you have, but you are directing them towards yourself the feelings that are unpleasant, the bad feelings, maybe you feel like a failure, you feel sad, you feel like you're not worth anything, you feel like you're not good enough. You feel like you don't deserve love, you don't deserve to be around people. You feel like that, and then you personalize them, you internalize them towards yourself, and now you separate yourself. So think back to the things that I asked. What do you like to do? Who do you like to be around? What do you like to spend your time on? That whenever you think about, or the people you like to spend your time with, when you think about them or that one person, when you think about these people and these things, or that thing or that person, when you think about it, and it makes you feel good. That's what you need. The people that make you feel good, the person that makes you feel good, that's what you need, that's who you need. And the things that make you feel good. Reintroduce yourself to life again, slowly. Take your time. Click that notification button for my next video. On the second sign that you may be depressed.